This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Something wrong with your vehicle, we got a telephone number for you. It's 855-660-4261. And why don't we go to the guest lines and bring forth Mark to the airways of Auto World. Mark, are you with us?
Hey, hi, Bob. Hey, good to be with you. Happy Auto
good
World.
Good to be with you. Thank you. And we invite listeners, anytime Mark is with us, if there's something wrong with your vehicle, and you'd like a free over-the-air diagnostic check, Mark can do that for you. So either give us a call or shoot me an email at bob@autoworldradio.com. So I want to talk a little bit about the Los Angeles Auto Show and some of the various unveilings. But the one that everybody's talking about is the Tesla truck. Did you get a chance to take a look at that?
Well, yeah, I did, Bob. I think all of our listeners probably sold their cars and they probably already put an order in for the Cybertruck. I see Musk is already saying they've got 146,000 orders on it, and talk about futuristic. My goodness, I think that an electric truck is, I guess there's three models to it, so we've
yes.
got everybody covered, so we all need to go out and order one.
Some people I know, Paul Eisenstein from the DetroitBureau.com has a story up on his website, and he basically says, you know, you thought the Aztec from Pontiac was bad this time. goes. Yeah, that was always a very controversially styled vehicle, the Aztec from Pontiac, but this one outdoes it, no question or doubt about it. And interestingly enough, they equipped the vehicle with so-called shatterproof glass, only to have, during the unveiling of the truck, they were showing that off, and so they threw a rock at the truck, and it broke the window.
Yeah, I kind of, my first impression of that when I saw that live, I kind of thought, well, maybe that was set up purposely to do that because, of course, we're all going to be talking about it, you know? And the second thing I thought about, Bob, was, is Elon Musk going to be driving this truck, and that's why he wants bulletproof glass? Are you invested in the Tesla stock on the stock market?
Oh, no, I'm not. How about yourself?
Well, yeah, I've got some shares. And, you know, I'm not saying I do believe in Tesla, but I do see the stock, and it just keeps going up, heading north. And that's everybody and their brother is actually short the stock, which meaning that they're betting that the company's, you know, they're burning money fast. And Elon Musk, of course, this is just one another one of his play toys that he's got going out. But he's making money with of course, SpaceX, making money with the rockets, delivering goodies up to the into space, et cetera. And he's doing okay there. And he's got the solar powered company out. You know, I don't know if you knew about that, but and then, of course, the Tesla, the electric cars are rocking and rolling. They're selling those. So, you know, like Philip Bowl, talk to him. He's like, yeah, and Mark, they just keep selling them. So they keep getting orders. So there is a lot of folks that I do definitely know. Did you see that the LA Auto Show, the other car manufacturers who unveiled their electric cars?
Yeah, of course, everybody is talking about Ford with the Mach-E, and that is a vehicle that I never thought Ford would do that with the Mustang lineup. I thought for certain they would keep the Mustang true to its previous history, but this time around they're expanding the Mustang lineup with an all-electric vehicle, and it will be a five-door hatchback type of SUV, and that certainly surprised a lot of people. What do you think about the Mach-E from Ford?
Yeah, I saw that too, Bob. I remember the days back when Ford brought out the Mustang II.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I've worked on a ton of them. Little bitty, short little, squatty little, gas mileage little. and it almost destroyed the Mustang model, didn't it?
Almost, not quite. No, it was a tough 3 years.
They got rid of it quick, didn't they? So, but
it was in production for not that long. So it was just the model year 74, 75, 76, 77, and 78.
I really do believe, though, the word electric power is coming into in our lives. I really do believe 150% that my grandkids will be driving an electric car. I really do believe that. You know, the generations out there right now buying and selling things, and how they think is completely different than how you and I, our generation, thought. And of course, we thought completely different than our parents' generation, and it just shows on how basically how they spend the money. You know, we actually, you know, had, and they told us that we'd be spending money with a plastic card someday, everything. And we said, oh, no, the cash will never go away. Well, you know, most of us have a plastic debit card or credit card or whatever. That's how we're buying things. So I think the electric car, the electric truck is here to stay. Porsche, did you see where Porsche came out with their electric car at $110,000 starting?
Yeah, absolutely. When we come back from this break, we'll talk about the Porsche and talk more about electric vehicles. And we'll ask the listeners out there, would you own an electric vehicle? Would you buy an electric vehicle? Give us a call at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back live all across North America, around the world, via GCNlive.com. Mark Evans, one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast, is with us, and we're discussing some of the unveilings at the press days of the Los Angeles International Auto Show, and it was... It was quite an eventful week, and before the break, which snuck up on us, Mark mentioned a new vehicle from Porsche. Mark, tell the folks all about this new Porsche.
Well, you know, the one thing that I noticed, Bob, on the LA Auto Show was news-wise out there, so all of us can hear it, see it, etc. It was all about the word electric. Did you notice that?
Yeah, traditionally has always been kind of the green show, This year in particular, they really focused so much primarily on electric vehicles.
Yeah, Porsche's got the $110,000 four-door sedan ready for us at $110,000. The BMW, they interviewed those folks. They've got one out. Chevrolet's going to come out with their electric truck. And I don't know if you did back in the day. I had an opportunity back, I think it was 1998, 1999, some one of those years. Bob, I do remember General Motors sending me out to San Diego area, and I got to actually do that ride and drive with one of their half-ton Chevy electric trucks. I don't know if you did get an opportunity to. I know that you weren't there then. I was at, but I don't know if you picked a different day or not. And I was impressed. It looked just like the regular 1998-99 gas V8 version, but it just had electric motors in it and all. And we did. I've got some awesome antique photos here. That was quite a few years ago, but. Yeah, and so it's been around. They've been thinking about it, and I was really impressed. We towed campers with them and towed a lot of items there with the Chevy. And so, you know, I think, you know, of course, the stats, I guess, show that Ford is up right now anyway on truck sales over General Motors just barely. Dodge is right behind, of course, Chevy, so it was Ford, Chevy, and Dodge, but in sales. But the overall picture is trucks. We all want trucks. And I've known that. I mean, of course, the U.S. worldwide news is, you know, it's Ford, Chevy, and Dodge. But, you know, if Ford hiccups, Chevy's going to be right over on the top of them and leading. Dodge is a little bit farther back, but it's overall trucks. And living out west here, everybody is a truck person. If you don't have a truck in your driveway, something's wrong with you. I mean, literally, that's what it kind of looks like, feeling. And so everybody's wanting four-wheel drives, and here Tesla is. I think he's out there. He's out there. And Paul Eisenstein is exactly right. This thing looks like a Pontiac Aztec cousin to the point of no return.
And
and he's going way out there in left field with everything, with the power, the models, three different models, single motor, dual motor, and then you got the tri-motor, all-wheel drive. The dual motor is an all-wheel drive. You got the single motor, which means it's a rear-wheel drive. But the towing capacity is unbelievable. And of course, you know, I don't know if any of our listeners have been in an electric vehicle. I'm sure we've got a couple out there that owns them. And it's like a cordless drill. When you pull the trigger, the head of the drill really spins now. And that feeling in a car is like, you know, it just blows me away, Bob, that my old horsepower muscle car Dodge Coronet has no power, if you know what I mean. Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll sit there and spin those tires all the way down to the rims. Big deal. Whoopee. When I can hop in an electric car that's got a little four-cylinder, a Ford Fusion, it'll wipe that Dodge Coronet out. Period. It is complete. Clean its door. Blow its door right off. So
it's still such a small market share, though, Mark, the electric marketplace. But you would hardly know that looking at Los Angeles and looking at all the manufacturers that are now building or are soon to build a complete lineup of electric cars. But Dieter Zetsche, who's one of the primary folks at Daimler-Benz, Mercedes-Benz, he says that electric vehicles still need incentives in order for people to even consider them. because we talk about the Tesla selling, you know, 150,000 cars that are electric, and that's quite a major accomplishment for a company like Tesla, but it pales in comparison to the millions of vehicles that other manufacturers are unloading each and every year on to the consumer marketplace. But
absolutely. Like 146,000, well, in the word Ford, that's one over a million instantly. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And so that's the thing. It's going to be years, and I'm sitting back looking, and Bob, I've had to change my giddy up here in my life more than once on repair, on the repair word. That means that my customer base started when I started. When I started to build my business, that customer base was a certain age, and they owned a certain age of a car. And that car that they bought and broke down was new, and then it got old and it needed help. Well, they needed a mechanic. So here, as I am, a technician, mechanic, grease monkey, whatever, you gotta help them. And so, I've gone through about four of those stages with four different types of vehicles that's come to all of us in the marketplace. And so I've had to keep learning to the point of no return to be able to, because not only am I still, I'm old enough now, you and I are, it's sad to say, we got a lot of wisdom under the hood, man, big time. And we got a lot of snow on the roof, if we have any roof at all, if you know what I mean. So we got all that. But at the same token, I've got friends who's passed away now. And so their kids, I worked on their, you know, his and hers car, and I worked on their kids' cars, and now I'm seeing their grandkids' cars. And I don't realize I'm this old. It's like, so now, and those grandkids' cars, guess what they're buying? They don't really, as we all said before in this world, this auto world, of course, it's, these kids build and care about cars, build hot rods and antiques and build vintage cars and, well, not as much as, you know, our generation, Bob. I can't use my kids because my kids grew up around cars, lived and breathed it like me, but gee whiz, their friends have, you know, they're just happy to just get to point A to point B to go play video games.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
They're not looking for the horsepower to spin in the tires like you and I did. What's our next part we're going to buy to make our car go faster or look better or something like that, you know? And they're just not into it. So these grandkids today that I'm talking to, this is completely, like I said to my wife, I think I'm on a different planet.
Very good. Hold that thought, Mark. We'll be back after this brief time out for some important messages. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Two lips touching together.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Members of Congress say they're close to an agreement to approve extra money to help small businesses hurt by the coronavirus pandemic. Congress created a loan program last month as part of a $2.3 trillion economic relief plan, but it's already run out of money. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
The president's number one focus is the health of the American public, and the number two focus is the economy. And I think we have a very good plan to deal with both at this point.
He spoke on CNN. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says so far the president has been doing the wrong thing.
President Trump is as simple as this. This is a moment where you could actually help to save your hometown, or you can turn away and you can fail to protect New Yorkers. And right now, you are failing to protect the very people who you grew up around.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Bob Long, along with Mark Evans, our go-to guy when it comes to anything mechanical. When it comes to mechanics, he's an ASC certified mechanic, also a field reporter for the show. And we're talking about Los Angeles. We're talking about electric cars. And Mark was telling us about his customer base, how he has now handled several generations of families and their vehicles and the different nuances between the families, between the generations. And what do you think, Mark? I mean, there's no doubt there's going to be a lot of these electric cars available, but do you think that they're going to be as big as some people think that they're going to be?
Well, Bob, the whole picture, let me ask you, I'm going to kind of put you in a basket of, because you're living in that basket, you and your wife. In 10 more years, how old will your daughter be? And will you look at, or is she going to want to drive? Will you be looking at a gas-powered, diesel-powered, or an electric vehicle for her? And that's what my customer base is actually right now buying for their children. And I asked them that same question 10 years ago, Bob. And so if we go back 10 years from today, was the electric cars, trucks even talked about as much as they are today? Were they available? Was the Toyota Prius, was the Ford Fusion Hybrid available, et cetera? And so that was 10 years ago. So today, those parents that I'm working on their gas and diesel vehicles they're coming to me asking me about Toyota Priuses, Ford Fusion hybrids, hybrids in general, truthfully. Mark, can you work on those? What do you think about them? So I am in my own grandkids in 10 years, Bob. I'm in that same basket, meaning that, hey, Grandpa, what do you think about the Tesla electric truck? And, you know, that'll be 10 years older than that truck. And I'm like, hey, Bob, I better know something about them, huh? So it's kind of like, and that question I get asked, can you fix it, Grandpa? Uh-oh. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
We're in that Ford Granada stage, is what I call it. The Ford Explorer stage. We're in a stage that I think that if we go back, you know, again, we can go back 20 years and we can talk, which we did. Bob, that's how you and I, we've been in this so long that our lives, especially yourself, with new cars, et cetera. My goodness, just name one model, one make that you talked about 25 years ago that did or didn't make it. And so, but the whole key is that we're talking about it, and that it's, when we talk about it, that means it must be in front of us, which this Tesla truck is in front of us, the electric car is in front of us, the Toyota Prius has done unbelievable, awesome, well, over the moon, shoot the moon with that thing, it's everywhere. But again, back to what you said, when it comes right down to it, In this out west area, you know, in LA is a different story. You drive around LA and what you see is a lot of electric cars. That's a different story sitting on their freeway than it is sitting here on our freeway, of course. But overall, all of them are going to need repair, work, et cetera. And that's my giddy up. And I really do believe that, money wise, if money was raining down on me, I would have two Corvettes hanging on the wall, and I would definitely have my name on the Cybertruck hanging on the wall when it came in. So, because I really do believe it would be just like my cars I have now, that 1916 Chevrolet. There we go. It's getting more obsolete every second because of this electric work coming out. But who would not want to drive a tri-motor, all-wheel drive pickup truck that can go 500 miles on a single charge and tow 14,000 pounds, but the best part of it all is 0 to 60 in 2.9 seconds. I mean, that's some hauling some Home Depot lumber pretty quick, isn't it?
It certainly is. Those are remarkable performance numbers. Let's go to the caller lines at 855-660-4261. And let's see who we've got there. Okay, Trey joins us. You're in Southern Illinois.
Yeah, I sure am, Bob. I've called you all before. Mark helped me with a grounding issue on my Escalade.
Oh, great. Oh, well, it's good to hear from you.
No, I called. The main reason I called was I just purchased a Tesla Model 3, and I have less than 2,000 miles on it. And the main reason I bought it, not so much the electricity, it was because of the safety. I'm 55 years old, and I'm not getting any better with my driving. And the car has like 10 cameras in it, and you would be amazed of how safe that car is.
It's a good
point.
Over
the top, isn't it? Yeah, Mark, that thing, it sees cars in the media. It sees cars to the right of me, to the left of me. I don't have to turn my head to the right or the left anymore. It's just, I'm not saying it's the best car, but like I said, the reason I bought it was for safety. I'm hoping that's the last car I have to buy.
Well, let me ask you this. You're 55, and so with that said, and Bob and I know that number too, of course, age-wise. Insurance on that Model 3, is it very cheap, or is it because of the safety word that since that car, it pretty much keeps you from ever putting a dent in the car, right? Pretty close.
Correct, Mark. But here's what I compared it to. I was looking at a 2020 Toyota Camry. The insurance on it would have been $86 a month. And on the Tesla, it's $125 a month.
Wow.
And I think the reason being is it's still too new. And I think they just automatically total those cars out because they just don't know what it takes to fix them.
Right. And I don't you believe, since they don't really have any track record yet, because they're not, there's not that many on the road quite yet, right?
I mean, think so, too. I know that in California only, Tesla is offering insurance for their customers. And I don't know how that's working. I don't know if it's a lot cheaper. I'm not in California. I'm in Southern Illinois. So
sure.
And I think it's the only car that I will buy that always gets better with updates. I'll get updates over the airwaves, and I get more mileage now per charge. I get more power now per charge. It's intriguing. I'm not saying it's everything, but it's worth looking at.
And what, overall, you're really not going to come see me then? You know, really, mechanic-wise.
No, you know how you hear everything. You can't read everything on the internet and this and that. But the batteries are not supposed to deteriorate till they get to 300,000 miles. Unless you overcharge them, and that was disappointing. You're only supposed to charge it up to 90% of what it's rated. If you do any more than that, I think it degrades the battery, and you can tear it up. So
sure.
Instead of me getting 250 miles on a charge, I'm realistically about 220.
This is awesome news. I really appreciate it. This is the real life here. I love it. Appreciate it.
Absolutely,
well,
Trey.
You, and I really, really enjoy the program, Bob.
Thank you so much, Trey. Call us again. We'll take a pit
right,
stop and then more
evening.
With Mark. Thank you.
The way is clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite .com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and used them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair.
Thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World. Whether you're joining us from on one of our great affiliate stations from coast to coast, or whether you're joining us at GCNLive.com, the network's website, we thank you so much for being with you at this time, and invite you back each and every week at this very same time at this very same station. So if you're new to the show, welcome, and hope you're definitely going to be coming back for more. Let me remind you quickly about DriveShare. Auto World is brought to you in part by DriveShare by Hagerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the joy of driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters through DriveShare's car sharing platform. Renters can find cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today to start earning some extra income if you've got a classic or rare or unusual car. And use a special code when renting and get $50 off your next rental. The special code is AutoWorld, AutoWorld, all caps. Visit DriveShare.com to browse, choose, and cruise. Don Jones, CEO of TheOldCarGuys.com, is giving us some great tips on how to find information on car clubs. And so far, Don, you've given us a couple of different destinations on the web, but there's one additional one we need to tell folks about.
Right, yeah, this one is kind of a little bit of a strange one. I'm not sure how to approach this last one. It's called Classic Car Community, and it's got a real good landing site on its homepage, and they use an interaction state map so you can hit your state, and it'll open up and give you a list of all the car clubs, or you can boil it down a little bit more by putting your make and model in. and it'll take it down. Say if we were just looking for Buick 98s or something, it would take it down that far. But I went over to one of the pages. It looked like, you know, signing up for a newsletter or whatnot. And as I was going through the agreement, you know, towards the end of it, it said something about if you put the wrong stuff in there, that they're going to fine you $3,000 a day, and that by checking off the box that you've agreed to give them the $3,000 a day for posting something that's inappropriate on their website.
No.
I kind of cut it loose at that, and I think I don't think I'm going to sign up for anything here. I didn't take the time to read it. I may be a little bit misstating it, but anything that I read it says I got to give them $3,000. It's time for me to back out anyway. So my suggestion is, if you go to the site and it looks like it's got a good interaction map and whatnot, so if you're going to sign up for something, be careful. And if I'm wrong, you know, let me know, and I will correct what I just said. But you know, better to be a little bit wrong to keep people from doing something that they're going to be sorry for, and as opposed to apologizing later for not being quite on target. But anyway, with that said, those are three sites, and they look like they might be a good start for car clubs. But you can also just do a Google search, Camaro Club St. Louis. They'll pop up in your neighborhood. Is there a car club for just about anything out there? As I went through different lists over the years, I found clubs for cars I never knew existed. So
that's great.
You know, they're out there, and they're just one of the many, many resources that us old car guys need to keep these old rascals running.
Absolutely.
That fellow that Joe was on, is he the fellow that owns the slime company?
He's their marketing guy, so he's got a lot of energy and a lot of ideas, and he definitely should, if you know of a car show he should hit, I would definitely recommend having Joe coming out, and then he has a contest for best trunk.
Yeah, I've seen it, the trunk, I think, contest. I might give him a holler. I checked my website. We handle chemicals, but I know the product Slime, and I was wondering if I was selling it, because my site has so much product on it now, I don't know what we've got, to be quite honest with you. I checked real quick, and I know we don't sell Slime, so maybe we should. So
yeah.
I might give them a holler on that, too. But,
and they also own...
I'm sorry?
They also own Fix-A-Flat and Rain-X as well, so they've got a bunch of different companies.
All those are good products. I've used them all in the past, and particularly for the Fix-A-Flat, if you've got a teenager or your wife or your mom, or if you're an old guy like me that just doesn't like to change flats anymore, it's a good product to have for when that type of event happens to you. So I would highly recommend it, and I appreciate Joe's for the segue on the car club. Give me an opportunity to kind of plug in. But I was also going to say, too, as well, this Christmas, that the old car guys now sell craft and tools.
Oh, terrific.
One thing an old car guy never has enough of is tools.
Absolutely, and what a great name that is, too, Craftsman. Tell folks a little bit about Craftsman Tools, Don.
Well, Craftsman, for a long time, and I say long time, for many, many years, was a sole product, solely through Sears and Roebuck. And nowadays, you can find them at other stores, Lowe's. I'm not sure where all they're selling. But we were able to sell that brand as well as Old Milwaukee, not Old Milwaukee, Milwaukee, and Duarte, and I think we have two or three other brands of tools, but basically any tool that Sears sells, including the Craftsman line, you can now buy it through the old car guys. It was just the old car guys, when I was coming through, the Snap-on was a Cadillac of a tool. That was the, you know, thing everybody wanted, but what we could afford that had a lifetime guarantee, it was available at any Sears store, was the Craftsman.
Yeah.
And I still love him. He was a primarily Craftsman. I could probably continue to use him, and after I get done playing with cars, I'm trying to figure out which of my my brothers or brother-in-laws or son-in-laws to give my tools to. So they're probably going to end up in Florida with my two grandsons down there. Which, by the way, I'll be down in Florida this winter, Bob.
Oh, great!
Terrific. You know, come up to hang out or something.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. And that's great news about selling Craftsman tools at theoldcarguys.com. And I always remind folks that if they dial Don's number, 314-306-7507, he will get the man himself. He may be stacked up with a lot of other messages, but he definitely will get back to you. And don't hesitate.
This out too, buddy, is that not only can you probably get me on the phone, but if you're going to be in Fort Myers this winter, the chances are you can buy me a beer down there. I was talking to an old boy up in Canada about some parts, and we were talking about going to Florida. He's going to be staying like 5 miles from where my daughter lives. So I text me over his phone. I'm going to give him a call when I get down here.
Oh, that's great.
Maybe I get somebody to go to some of the car shows with.
Absolutely. That's terrific. So lots of great stuff happening at theoldcarguys.com. And you really put a lot of work into making this a real portal, a real central place for old car information. So if you haven't been on it recently...
I'm on it every couple of days, but we will increase the product. We're right now concentrating on the affiliates. We're selling Summit Racing, Auto Geek, parts. We're just finding some of the Cadillac type of companies to be on there.
Terrific.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.